92.7 WOBM. Good morning, Sean and Sue with you. And of course, tonight it is Dancing with the Stars, and Karina Smirnoff joins us to talk about dancing. And of course, she is teamed up with Gavin DeGraw this season.
Yes.
Good morning, Karina. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning, guys.
How you doing? One of my, I have to tell you, it's probably my favorite show on TV. Love Dancing.
Thank you. It's been a good season. We had some really strong couples this season, right?
Yeah, it's been wonderful. And once again, someone always gets hurt. What is it?
I know, Karina? We're like relentless with Gavin. Everybody thinks, all right, this is their week to go. We can chill out. They're going to get eliminated, and we're still sticking around.
You are.
It's been good so far. We're down to, I think, half through the competition. We're 5 weeks in, 5 weeks left. But it's been really cool. The season has been very surprising.
Now, we're talking with Karina Smirnoff. She's dancing with Gavin DeGraw later tonight.
Love
now,
him.
Will you take a nap? Now, you're up very early to do interviews with everybody this morning. Will you nap or something before taking to the dance floor later tonight? Or are you just the type of person who's kind of going all day and just right into your dance tonight?
Well, you know, we have to be on the set as early as like 8 a.m. because we go hair and makeup, then we do orchestra rehearsal and dress rehearsal. So by the time the live show comes, we're already put in the whole day. But, you know, the adrenaline, the public, the audience is like, it gives you all that energy. So tired or not tired, you're going to bring it tonight, you know?
Do you still get nervous or no?
Always. It's weird. If I don't get nervous, then I get nervous while I'm not nervous. It's like that adrenaline rush, that you know, that extra energy, you want it on the floor.
Yeah.
It makes you want to, you know, dance even better. So, yeah. Always getting nervous.
Now, honestly, Gavin DeGraw is your partner.
Oh, he's so nice.
Nice person to dance with. I mean, obviously, I could throw him under the bus and say, no, he's a real jerk behind the thing. I mean, you know, he's not like Urkel is.
Oh, no, you didn't.
The jerk Urkel.
The jerk Urkel. So, listen, Gavin would never give you a hard time out on the dance floor and blame you, would he?
You know, it's really funny. Gavin and I are like an old married couple. Like, when we bicker, it's like, it's over like the stupidest little thing, you know, but overall it is so much fun. He's funny. His humor is self-deprecating a lot, but we have a blast in rehearsal. And yeah, there are moments where we both look at each other and are like, all right, let's take a 2 minute break, miss each other, and then come back and try it again.
Yep.
You know, but like Gavin is amazing. He's funny.
He's
definitely put his, you know, heart out on a sleeve when he dances because it's a little bit out of his element, but he's embracing it. He loves it.
Yeah.
You know, now, Sue brought up the fact that somebody inevitably has gotten hurt each season. And what I think it's showing is over the years, people have been watching Dancing with the Stars.
So hard.
Just how intense physical competition dancing is. I think, you know, when it first started, people kind of laughed it off like, dancing with celebrities. But it's a very serious art form and very physical. And I think people have seen that over the seasons, that it takes its toll on amateurs when they try to do something like this.
You know, you're absolutely right. And especially, we are on a schedule. We have 4 days to create a dance from beginning to the end. So when you have that much limited time, you kind of push yourself even harder. And this season especially, the level of dance and the standard has been set really high. So every week we're trying to come up with a new trick, with a new lift, with a new something. And you're pushing the envelope, and people get injured, people get hurt, especially, you know, when you're not used to a physical activity of that level. So your body starts to break down and says, hey, take it easy, I need a day off.
Right.
But then you look at the schedule and you're like, there is no time for day off. Come on, ibuprofen, come to me.
We're talking with Karina Smirnoff about tonight's Dancing with the Stars, her partner Gavin DeGraw. As we get set to wrap up, Karina, I had to tell you that Sue and I did our own Dancing with the Stars. Of course, I defeated her. The tango was the finale. And what is your favorite form of dance, if you had to pick one?
Oh, it's hard. I don't know. I love them all. It depends on the music. But next time you do Dancing with the Stars, I have a house in Freehold in New Jersey, so I'm not that far away from you, so I better be considered as your partner.
Karina.
Get out!
Karina, that we will definitely take you up on. I mean, people are listening.
Now that we're neighbors, you've got to call me up.
Listen, people are listening.
No beating us at all, ever.
People are listening right now in Freehold. Karina Smirnoff is going to dance with Sue and I and see what we can do. That would be great. That would be fantastic. Listen, best of luck to you tonight, and good luck with Gavin, and we hope you go on and beat that Urkel. What is his name? Jerky Urkel. Beat him tonight, all right, Karina?
Thank you, guys.
All right,
love
there you go. We're kidding
what
with her. We're
great,
kidding.
Great, great show.
Hey, listen, she's in Freehold, Sue. An invite to her house
to dance.
Awesome.
I wonder who she's going to bring for me.
There you go. We got to write her. With 92.7.
I guess not Max. They were once engaged.
WOBM.
Can't say that to her, right?